You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Shout out to our esteemed brother, the Lion of MGTOW, and his recent Snares and Traps video, where he talked about Kentucky. So, of course, I wanted to take a look at the bill myself. And boy, gentlemen, if you know any man in Kentucky, or you have any relatives in Kentucky, I'm going to give some serious advice that hopefully you will pass on to them. Now, this article was published on the 7th of March. Kentucky Senate passes bill that okays right to collect child support for unborn children. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Political season, pander to women. If you notice, if you watched Sleepy Joe's, or should I say Jim Crow Joe's, State of the Union, he had a bunch of women in the audience that were wearing white. Why? Oh, of course, he had to pull out Roe v. Wade. Yeah, get women all emotional, that way you could garner support. Democrat, Republican, two wings on the same crooked-ass bird. The Republican-led Kentucky Senate voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to grant the right to collect child support for unborn children, advancing a bill that garnered bipartisan support. The measure would allow a mother, even though they say parent, let's go ahead and correct that, a mother and the state to seek child support up to a year after giving birth to retroactively cover pregnancy expenses. Boy, the devious women who are going to use this. And I'm going to explain how. The legislation, Senate Bill 110, won Senate passage on a 36-2 vote with little discussion to advance to the House. Republicans have supermajorities in both chambers. Republican State Senator Whitney Westerfield said afterward that the broad support reflects a recognition that pregnancy carries with it an obligation for the other parent, the father or baby daddy or husband, to help cover expenses incurred during those 9 months. Westerfield is a staunch early termination opponent and sponsor of the bill. Ah, yes, I'm going to go down in history. Quote, unquote, "I believe life begins at conception," Westerfield said while presenting the measure to his colleagues. Quote, unquote, "But even if you don't, there's no question that there are obligations and costs involved with having a child before that child is born." Here's what I'm going to say. If the mother is actually married, then she wouldn't have to worry about those costs. But we know exactly who's being targeted with this bill. The measure sets a strict time limit, allowing a parent to retroactively seek child support for pregnancy expenses up to a year after giving birth. Quote, unquote. So, If there's not a child support order until the child's 8, this isn't going to apply, Westerfield said when the bill was reviewed recently in a Senate committee. Now, that's actually a good thing. Why? Because we know there have been cases of women who actually hid children from the biological father and then came back 10, 15 years later and said, oh, you owe me child support. Unfortunately, the man gets proven to be the father, and at that point, he is retroactively charged. Yeah, talk about a massive scam. And the fact that women are allowed to do that, it shows you once again, gentlemen, neither side of the political aisle gives a flying fuck about men. Oh, no, 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 no. Your only job is to serve. And by serve, when it comes to children, pay. Even at a year and a day, this does not apply. It is only for orders that are in place within a year of the child's birth. Kentucky is among at least 6 states where lawmakers have proposed similar measures to a Georgia law that allows child support to be sought back to conception. Georgia also allows prospective parents to claim its income tax deduction for dependents before birth. Utah enacted a pregnancy tax break last year, and variation of those measures are before lawmakers in at least a handful of other states. Yeah, severely pandering to women. The Kentucky bill underwent a major revision before winning Senate passage. The original version would have allowed a child support action at any time following conception, but the measure was amended to have such an action only retroactively after the child birth within the time limit. I.e., what I said before about how women would actually hide children from biological fathers and then come back after years and claim, oh, you owe me for all the back child support. And the state, with their greedy hands, would say, yep, you owe, you need to pay. Damn what the consequences are to you. Even if you're married with other children, yep, we're going to take from your children to give to this woman. Get the hell out of here. Despite the change, early termination rights supporters will watch closely for any attempt by anti-early termination lawmakers to reshape the bill in any way that, quote unquote, sets the stage for personhood for a fetus, said Tamara Weeder, the Kentucky State Director for Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates. The measure still needs to be clear to a House committee and the full House. Any House change would send the bill back to the Senate. The debate comes amid the backdrop of a recent Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos are legally protected children, which spotlighted the anti-early termination movement's long-standing of giving embryos and fetuses legal and constitutional protections on par with those of the people carrying them. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, what is the one thing that was completely absent from this? And in my humble opinion, the most important thing. That's right, the establishment of paternity. So, my humble advice to any man in Kentucky, if I were living in Kentucky, first thing I would start doing, if I was still going to be involved with women in Kentucky, I would set aside DNA test money. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So when the woman says, oh, I'm pregnant. Okay. Immediately, let's establish paternity. However, like I said before, if those women were actually married, even though we know that there are still cases of married women who get pregnant by their side dudes, but yet and still, if those women were married while pregnant, then that would definitely decrease the need for them to be able to retroactively collect child support, because they would actually have a husband who would be able to cover those medical bills or help with those medical bills. But like I said, this is specifically targeting single mothers. Oh yeah. Now we all know the devious and deceptive nature of women's going to be put on full display with this. How, you might ask? Well, you have a couple. They're not married. They're not married. She gets pregnant. She convinces the guy that she's already in a relationship with, oh, it's your child. However, guy in relationship, the first thing he should do is say, okay, let's go ahead and establish paternity. Any reply other than, okay, yeah, let's do this from the woman, all alarms should go off. No paperwork should be signed. No birth certificate, no nothing. Now, you have to understand that will come with a possible severe consequence, i.e., she's going to try to shame you, manipulate you, gaslight you, guilt you, anything she can do to get you to submit. However, there's going to be the possibility that she does leave. And if she breaks up with you and keeps the child and you find out it is your child, guess what? You're still going to have to pay. It's better to have full knowledge that, yes, that is my child. That way you would want to pay. However, we know dual mating strategy. She's got this guy on the hook. He doesn't know because he's been successfully guilted into not getting the paternity test. However, comes out she's been sleeping with somebody else and he got her pregnant. Guess what? Not only does she have the support from the other guy, the guy who was successfully gaslit into not taking the paternity test, you know what she can do? Oh, if it's 11 months, she can find out, yeah, you're the real daddy. Guess what? Now I'm going to go after you for child support. And then you got to have that first 11 months of child support, then the next 18 years of child support. Wow. Talk about a corrupt damn system. Yeah, pretty much. This is just the evolution of the child support scam. Fellas, every damn day, you get another reason why it is utterly pointless dealing with the Western woman. It is. However, like I said, paternity fraud, we all know. Not one single word of the establishment of paternity is present in that bill. But gentlemen, you still have to pay. Oh, hell no. Gentlemen, protect yourself. All the information is out there. The fact that so many men will still fall victim to this, yeah, makes me lose faith. But we're still going to keep doing what we do, and we can try to save those who want to be saved. However, guys who would fall victim to this, I say at that point, you knew the information was out there. You could have looked it up. At that point, shut the fuck up. You got exactly what you wanted because you didn't want to be informed. You want to be a normie. So guess what? Take those normie penalties. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Read the bill. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who think that you're going to be able to use this to double dip, better understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think this scenario is going to give you, that will go out. Feminism and all of these anti-male laws that men are subject to, that's going to go out in a different way. Why? Because more and more men are simply disengaging. And gentlemen, if she tries to pin a baby on you, you better damn sure make sure you get that fucking paternity test. If she leaves because she doesn't want to do it, oh well. Oh well, oh well. Let her go. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am